Hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Environmental Talk. This podcast has been sponsored by Charity Water, World Wildlife Foundation, and the Surf Rider Foundation. If you are new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. My name is Celeste Norian, and I am an environmental researcher. On the show, we talk about important environmental problems. Today, we are going to talk about plastic pollution in the environment. I have Monica Waters with me, the co-director of the Ocean Cleanup Foundation. Hey, Monica, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Plastic has numerous effects on the environment, and today we will uncover those. But first, let's talk about the basics of plastic. Plastic is used in everyone's daily life, from eating to brushing teeth or doing homework. Plastic is an incredibly useful material, but it's also non-biodegradable and creates harmful effects on the environment. In 1907, Leo Baekeland invented Bakelite, the first all-synthetic plastic, meaning it contained no molecules from nature. Bakelite was marketed as the material of a thousand uses because it could be shaped or molded into almost anything, providing endless possibilities. The discovery of this plastic was revolutionary because it was made by fossil fuels instead of nature. Creating plastic protected the environment from the forces of human need.
May I add that it wasn't until the 1960s and 70s when plastics were found to be persistent polluters in the environment. During World War II, plastics were necessary because of the need to preserve natural resources, made the production of synthetic alternatives a priority. Every country has a plastic problem because plastic is cheap and accessible, making it an often used material.
Plastic pollution has been known since the 1960s. So what effects does plastic have on the environment?
Well, there are many effects. Plastic gathers in areas and negatively impacts the natural environment, creating problems for plants, wildlife, and even human populations. Over 500 billion plastic bags are used around the globe every year. These bags are going into landfills and oceans, harming humans and living things. The chemicals used to create plastic bags and the chemicals plastic absorbs can poison animals.
I read that it is especially a problem for sea turtles since they eat jellyfish and they mistake the plastic bags for food.
That's very true. Every year, 8 million metric tons of plastic end up in our oceans. By 2025, the annual input of plastic will be nearly 20 times the 8 million metric tons.
Wow, that is crazy to think about how much plastic we use. The fact that it is damaging marine life is a problem. Despite the sad constant television ads over the years of ocean creatures getting stuck in plastic can holders, plastic items are still used.
Definitely. When different plastics spread throughout the ocean, it creates what is called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This plastic patch is located in the central North Pacific Ocean. But there are other garbage patches in the Indian and Atlantic Ocean. There are about 5 patches in total that have been discovered that contain higher amounts of plastic. These patches cover over 40% of the world's ocean.
I know that plastic affects humans as well as the environment, but what makes plastic a problem for the environment?
There is not just plastic pollution in oceans. Plastic is poisonous, which upsets the food chain, kills animals, creates groundwater pollution, and results in land and air pollution. Plastic is made using many toxic chemicals. Since plastic is not biodegradable, our scientists in 2017 found that more than 6.9 billion tons of plastic have become waste. Of that waste, a staggering 6.3 billion tons could not be recycled.
All that unrecyclable plastic is going into landfills. The use and exposure to plastics has been linked to health concerns in people. The plastic process of making and disposing of can be extremely harmful to all living things. Also, a huge number of plastics in the oceans and landfills are mainly single-use plastics due to their convenience. When plastic is combined with water, it forms hazardous chemicals. These chemicals seep underground and degrade the water quality.
Water is already a concern to many places, such as California and India. Therefore, it must be conserved even more. The danger of leaking plastics in the waste is a concern because groundwater is susceptible to leaking environmental toxins.
Clearly, plastic negatively affects land, which leads to greater problems. Around my town, I see people who burn plastic to get rid of it and prevent it from going into the landfills. I know that it is bad for the environment, but how?
Burning plastic is absolutely terrible for the environment. The burning of plastic in the open air leads to air pollution. The plastic releases poisonous chemicals into the air, and when inhaled by humans and animals, their health and respiratory system is negatively impacted and causes additional health problems. Plastic is made from toxic materials such as benzene and vinyl hydrochloride. These chemicals are known to cause cancer, and the byproducts contaminate the air and soil.
The land and air quality in the environment is heavily damaged due to plastic. How are humans affected specifically by plastic?
In 2016, the European Food Safety Authority warned of an increased risk in human health and food safety, given the potential for microplastic pollution in edible tissues of commercial fish. Direct toxicity from plastics comes from lead, cadmium, and mercury. These toxins have been found in many fish in the ocean, which is dangerous for humans.
Many other toxins in plastics are directly linked to cancers, birth defects, immune system problems, and childhood developmental issues as well.
BPA is used in many things, including plastic bottles and food packaging materials. Over time, the polymer chains of BPA break down and can enter the human body in many ways, such as drinking contaminated water and eating a fish that is exposed to the broken down toxins.
Overall, plastic contains numerous chemicals that are harmful to humans. Therefore, the use of plastic is unnecessary if it negatively affects people. We will take a brief break. When we return, we will talk about the solutions to plastic pollution. Listen to this fun tune for an easy reminder how to prevent the overuse of plastic. Since most plastic cannot be recycled, this leaves the question as to what we can do to stop plastic pollution.
Through research on plastic, many solutions have been discovered. The overuse of plastics are harmful, but reducing them can help the problem. Plastics are used every day and in almost everything.
Exactly. Many people do not realize the effects of plastics because of how often they are used. Therefore, people must advocate and inform to let others know and understand the problems of overusing plastics.
Plastic usage is a big epidemic, and to lessen the effects on the environment, plastic usage must be reduced, reused, and even the government should step in and be involved in this world problem.
Plastics are non-biodegradable, which means that it is best to remove disposable plastics from everyone's life. There are no benefits to plastic, and there are many alternatives that are just as useful and will not affect the environment.
Many feel that recycling plastic solves the problem of plastic pollution. Although some plastics are not recyclable, there are about 7 plastic recycling codes. Some may say they are recyclable on the item. However, only 1 to 35% of each actually gets recycled.
Furthermore, all plastics must be reduced. Plastic bags, disposable utensils, and thin plastic straws are just some examples of single-use plastics. Encouraging individuals to recycle more will never solve the problem of a massive production of single-use plastic that should have been avoided in the first place. A helpful tip is that people have to figure out which types of plastics are environmentally safe, while figuring out what plastic items not to use. Not only this, people need to figure out where to take their plastic, whether it can be curbside or taken to a specific location.
To reduce the usage, buying single-use plastic of any kind needs to be relinquished. Instead of buying foods with packaging, cooking with fresh, locally grown ingredients must be increased. Going to markets or starting a garden would be very beneficial.
I know many people who have started their own gardens, and that is just one helpful way to be healthier and reduce your plastic use. To further reduce the consumption, only plastics that are labeled to be recycled can be bought. Bring a bag when grocery shopping before you decide to use plastic bags that will be thrown away after use.
Most definitely. Material alternatives to plastic are eco-friendly and will not have that major effects that plastic has on the environment.
Glass is a good alternative to plastic because there are limited effects of glass on the environment. Glass is made from sand and not made from fossil fuels, unlike plastic, and does not have chemicals that can come in contact with the body and food. It can easily be recycled and can be reused and made into new bottles. Other biodegradable materials can be used as well, which prevent bringing toxins into the air or going into landfills.
Another way to prevent the issue of plastic is that government can be involved. In a Pew Research Center study conducted in 2016, 3/4 of the U.S. adult population, 74%, think the government should do whatever it takes to protect the environment.
When the government takes on this issue, doing more than bottle deposit and tax bags, the environment will be benefited. Countries should make policies to ban single-use plastics. This would make the plastic items not available or only upon request. Making wastefulness a choice can lead to changes in consumer behavior.
If the government will not make a change on their own, call the local and federal representatives to support bottle bills, plastic bag taxes, and increase producer responsibility for reusing and recycling. Stand up against preemptive bans on local plastic regulation.
Corporations are listening to consumer opinions too. People will understand how to help the environment when the government is enforcing rules to help preserve the area around us.
The ocean cleanup is finding ways to remove 50% of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch in 5 years. The concentrated plastic will be brought back to shore for recycling and sold to companies. The revenue gained will help fund the cleanup expansion to the other parts of the ocean.
With the help of the ocean cleanup, plastic can be removed from the ocean to protect animals and humans. They are finding ways to help remove the plastic in the ocean. Now people just need to reduce and remove plastic from their life.
Lastly, people must advocate and educate. This is the key to maintaining a healthy environment. Conversations with family members, friends, and strangers about plastic pollution can help others understand the epidemic.
Clearly, plastic pollution is a problem, and the more people that know about it, the better the animals, humans, and overall environment will be. To finish our talk, let's recap. The consumption of plastic must be reduced to prevent it from affecting humans, land and air quality, and going into the oceans. Removing plastic from daily life is something that every person can control because there are numerous alternatives to prevent plastic pollution. Let the government set regulations and limitations on plastic, reduce the consumption, and finally, try to reuse the amount of plastic to limit the effects.
It is key to remember that not all plastics are recyclable, and even if they are, some cannot be recycled.
Plastic pollution is an epidemic, and if the problem is not fixed, soon we will not have a world to live in. Animals will disappear, air quality will be terrible, and all humans will have bad health. Everyone needs to do whatever they can to protect the environment because the environment is a building block to everything around us. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about what was discussed, please feel free to contact me by my email at environmentaltalk@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and come back every Tuesday where we will discuss another environmental problem.